This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Yesterday, we were talking about the good, bad, and the righteous. And we talked about George Washington and Martin Luther King Jr. I want to lay out a better premise, friends, because what I was doing is I was getting a download on the way to the show yesterday. And oftentimes, people will say, Bradley, you're talking about this topic, and then you're going off on this topic, but it's the same branch off the same tree, friends. And that is how prophetic people operate. They're called bunny trails is what we call them. And if you read in the book of the prophetic and the prophets, major and minor, you'll always see that they're talking about one thing and then all of a sudden they go out into left field. People will say, well, that's just unbalanced. Exactly. That is a sign of a prophetic ministry. Exactly. In the sense of unbalanced, but they're right. And I'm talking about prophetically by the Spirit of Christ, not within themselves. We're not that foolish enough to give ourselves or a credit or accolade ourselves, friends, in any sense of the word. But I want to tell you something, friends. I'm going to put it together for you real clear to lay the premise, and we're going to get back to the good, the bad, and the righteous. And it all started yesterday, friends, because what happened is Barack Hussein Obama, this was just reported yesterday, once again exhibits his absolute disdain for the truth as if that neuters the truth, which it does not. The lie does not neuter the truth. Just keep that in mind. But when he fails his lies, what they do is they fail to advance the agenda. He calls out anyone that would dare question the rigged voting system as ludicrous. And yet when it fails to keep them in power, question mark, yeah, isn't that interesting? All of a sudden, the voting system needs to be investigated. How is that working out for you, America? And what I want to do is I want to lay it to the candor of the people, because we need to put our discerners on to make distinction between that which is good and that which is evil. Folks, whatever the people, it's been said, believe in is the truth. Listen to me carefully. Whatever the people believe in is the truth. That's not true. Listen to me. Whatever the people believe is the truth is not true. And it was Marcus Tullius Cicero who rightly stated, true glory takes root and even spreads. All false pretenses, like flowers, fall to the ground. Nor can any counterfeit last long. Marcus Tullius Cicero. Listen carefully, friends. True glory takes root and even spreads. All false pretense, like flowers, fall to the ground, nor can any counterfeit last long. You know, it's been said by none other than William Cullen Bryant, who said that truth crushed to the earth will rise again. He's exactly right. Regardless if it's premised on a lie or not, truth demands a response, and the response that the truth is going to get is the exposing of the lie to establish the truth upon the heads of the lie. Folks, the Word of God does not return void. And keep in mind, God is not a man that he should lie. He will always vindicate his truth concerning the word that he sends forth. He'll always be vindicated. So let me go back to this again. Whatever the people believe is the truth, no, it is not. That's not true. And I want to say it one more time. Marcus Tullius Cicero said, true glory takes root and even spreads. All false pretenses like flowers fall to the ground, nor can any counterfeit last long. How right on is he, friends? And keep in mind as well, friends, Barack Hussein Obama, again, once exhibiting his absolute disdain for the truth, again, as if that neuters the truth. No, the truth exposes, folks, the disdain for the truth that criminals like the foreign agent in the People's White House have for the truth. The truth will always stand regardless. He calls out anyone that would dare question the rigged voting system as ludicrous. And yet, when it fails to keep them in power, all of a sudden, the voting system needs to be investigated. Folks, he's a standing contradiction in so many different ways. And I've shared with you a million times over, whenever he says, look to the West, go ahead and look to the East. Whatever he condemns, you can bet he's advocating. Folks, he does the exact opposite of what he says, and that is the fruit that he has borne. Exact opposite of what he has professed and confessed. See, it seems that in America, confused though she may be, just cannot discern between that which is good and that which is evil. Read Daniel 9:8. And furthermore, Americans claim that they can recognize the evils, yet for some reason or another, they live in subjection to the evils in which America you decry. Read Romans 1:18. It's called holding the truth in unrighteousness. And what is the fruit of that? The wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. Now, for example, Americans have tolerated a foreign agent in the People's White House, all the while knowing that he is not one of us. An example, folks, that I might lay out is the fact that he claims that he's one of us. He even goes so far as to run on the premise that he's a Christian and on his Christian faith, in which he, through his speeches and actions, has done that which contradicts the Christian faith at every given step. Read 1 John 2, 4-6. He that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Now, for example, friends, again, he has omitted Creator from his recitings of the Declaration of Independence, okay? He has even omitted under God, and again omits under God in the recitation or the recitation of the Gettysburg Address speech, English or modern English, whatever way you would have it, friends. Did you hear what I just said? The people have accepted this criminal as being a Christian because he ran on his Christian faith, again, though his speeches and his actions has done that which contradicts the Christian faith at every step. He's omitted Creator from his recitations of the Declaration of Independence. He omits under God, and again omits under God in his recitation of the Gettysburg Address speech, friends. Go online. You can listen to him say what he says. You'll see what I'm telling you is exactly true. And I always encourage you to do just that, friends, so that you'll know the truth within yourself. Now, this is the same criminal against God and humanity that has done more to advance the murder of the innocent in the womb, Proverbs 6:17, voting over 242 times in his short tenure as an Illinois senator. And folks, he talks of Planned Parenthood founder Margaret Sanger that said the most merciful thing that a large family does to one of its infant members is to kill it. And abortions to date is 57,762,169 babies that have been murdered under your watch, America, since 1973. I'm going to come right back to this, folks. Just because the people believe it doesn't make it true.
The Christmas season is here, and it's one of our favorite times of the year at the Sons of Liberty. It's a time where we all reflect upon the goodness of God throughout the year and the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Christmas is also a time for giving. God's gift to the world was His Son, Jesus Christ, and this Christmas season, what better gift to give than the gift of truth? Let us not give gifts that have no meaning. Make this Christmas different by giving the gift of truth. The Sons of Liberty store has so many good products that will convict, inspire, bring healing, and encourage others to go out and seek and save that which is lost. They are gifts that will have a lasting impact and will change men and women for eternity. And while you're on the website, please remember to give your year-end tax-deductible donation. Or better yet, sign up to become a son or daughter of Liberty and support our important cause of bringing men to Christ in the up-and-coming new year. Join today by clicking the button that says Sons and Daughters of Liberty and be a part of making a lasting impact to restore America back unto Christ. And Merry Christmas from the Sons of Liberty. Did you know that less than one half of 1% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of Liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. If you'd like to check us out on Facebook, please do. sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. And if you do go to Facebook, friends, do keep in mind it's under Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, and or my Twitter account is Bradley Dean, one double E, Bradley Dean, one double E on my Twitter account. If you'd like to call in, please do. Love hearing from you. We're set back up, friends, for our phone system to go ahead and give us a call, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. And again, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Folks, yesterday we were talking about the good, bad, and the righteous. We were talking about George Washington and how the deists are attempting, well, I'm sorry, that's what they would call themselves, of course, as well as atheists. Keep in mind, in 1793, Ben Franklin said that there was no such thing as an atheist in America during the founding of this country. And why is that? Because there's no such thing as an atheist in a foxhole, friends. That too many people were fighting, bleeding, and dying, calling upon the name of the Lord to establish, with the flags, by the way, that were flying, appeal to heaven and no king but King Jesus, to establish what we have 240 years later. But now we have atheists and revisionists that are trying to get you to believe what they say about the likes of George Washington, the likes of Martin Luther King Jr., which is more to the present than, of course, George Washington. But I'm going to go through a whole plethora of individuals that they're attempting to tear down in an attempt to recreate them in their own ungodly images, okay? And we're going to get back to that in a moment. And I want you to understand what I'm premising this on, that whatever the people believe in is the truth. I'm here to tell you, friends, it's not true. Just because you believe it doesn't make it so. You know, I have people on the counter of that, in contrast to that very point, that will say, you know, I don't believe in God. Well, I'll say that you don't have to believe in trucks neither, but what happens if you stand in front of one? It's going to hit you. You don't have to believe it's going to hit you, but if you stand in front of it, it's going to hit you. So it's going to hit you. So the reality of it is, folks, the lie does not usurp the truth. the truth is, and it will always be. Whatever the people believe in is the truth. Again, not true. Remember what Marcus Tullius Cicero said, when he said, true glory takes root and even spreads. All false pretenses, like flowers, fall to the ground, nor can any counterfeit last long. Folks, you're dealing with a bunch of counterfeits in your country today, in every sense of the word. And again, what I'm talking about right now and exposing, friends, is the fact that Barack Hussein Obama is exhibiting his absolute disdain for the truth. And I don't care if he has a disdain for the truth, because his disdain for the truth doesn't neuter the truth. No. Because what's happening in America is, we were just talking about yesterday about how when his lies fail to advance his agenda, he calls out anyone that would dare question the rigged voting system as ludicrous, and yet when it fails to keep them in power to work for them, their lies fail, all of a sudden the voting system needs to be investigated. And of course he's walking on eggshells when he talks of that topic, because the last thing he wants to do is have anybody go back 4 years to find all the rigged votings that were taking place across this country to keep this criminal in office in the first place. And keep in mind, again, friends, Stalin said, the murderer Stalin, Joseph Stalin, the dictator in Russia, said, it doesn't matter who does the voting, it matters who does the counting. And that's exactly what America, you've tolerated concerning this criminal over the last two cycles of his criminal presidency, friends. And what I was highlighting over the last segment, friends, is that it seems in America, confused though you are, it cannot discern between that which is good and evil. And my point here, read Daniel 9:8. My point here is that Americans claim that they can recognize the evils, yet for some reason or another, they live in subjection to the evils in which they decry. Romans 1:18. Let me put it this way. Don't complain about what you tolerate. Because you show your hypocrisy when that's all you do, friends, is complain. You expose yourself as a hypocrite for not dealing with what you're decrying or complaining about. And I also shared, friends, that the American people have tolerated a foreign agent in the People's White House who ran on the premise of his Christian faith, which he, through his speeches and actions, has done that which contradicts the Christian faith at every given step. And I shared with you, friends, that he's omitted creator. He's in the Declaration of Independence. He omits under God. And I could care less what he does, friends, in the sense of it has no influence over me. But there's a lot of people that have been destroyed for the lack of knowledge that he does have influence over. Very few be that though they are, these useful idiots. The fact of the matter is, he has no business occupying the office of the President of the United States when he omits God, when in fact he puts his hand on the Bible to swear to uphold the laws in which God has established them as institution called common law. So he's a hypocrite, is what he is. I mean, folks, this is the same criminal against God and humanity that has done more to advance the murder of the innocent in the womb. I just want you to think about it. Just a topic. Proverbs 16 says, God hates hands that shed innocent blood. Exodus 20 tells us in the sixth commandment, thou shalt not kill. But he does just the exact opposite of what he swore that he would do. I mean, just think about this concerning the innocent in the womb. He voted over 242 times in his short tenure as the Illinois senator. Matter of fact, did you know that Planned Parenthood founder Margaret Sanger said the most merciful thing that a family does to one of its infant members is to kill it? And I shared with you during the last segment, friends, that 57,762,162 babies have been murdered on your watch since 1973. Your government sanctioned it illegally, friends. That is to the equivalent of 18 states and their populations that have been murdered. What a convenient rule. And just call it choice and the American people will swallow the pill. Yeah. Don't complain about abortion unless you're willing to protest abortion, you Protestants. Protestant has meaning Protestant. And again, friends, yet we have President Barack Hussein Obama praising Planned Parenthood. While stating his gratitude for this criminal organization, you know what he said? Barack Hussein Obama? He said, thank you, Planned Parenthood, and God bless you. Isn't it interesting he'll omit creator and God from our founding documents, but he'll God bless Planned Parenthood? No, let me say it this way. God damn Planned Parenthood. Woe unto Planned Parenthood. Woe unto is saying God damn them, literally. Read Matthew 23. God bless Planned Parenthood? They're dissecting babies, and you have the President of the United States of America praising that organization, going so far as to say, God bless that organization that has literally had, that has websites that sell baby parts. Are you kidding me, America? And you've tolerated this criminal for 8 years. You want to know why? Because, America, you're an accomplice to the crime through inaction. And yet again, this president, Barack Hussein Obama, if you want to call him that, praised Planned Parenthood. Now, this is the same president that has advocated the sodomite agenda from appointing Kevin Jennings as the safe schools are. And keep in mind, the safe schools are Kevin Jennings. His hero was Harry Hay, an icon from an organization called North American Man Boy Love Association, which the FBI is to monitor. But apparently they don't do that anymore. They just try to set innocent people up by actually putting child pornography on the web and sending it to people's emails through an Operation Pacifier, they call it, setting up innocent people in hopes that they'll open up their emails so they can bust them for child pornography. I didn't know that that was their position, but I guess it is now, right? But let me get back to my point. North American Man Boy Love Association, Kevin Jennings, icon Harry Hay. Kevin Jennings was appointed by Barack Hussein Obama as the safe schools are. Did you know what their slogan was, friends? Sex before eight, before it's too late. This is the sodomites, the pedophiles and the pederasts, their slogan. Sex before eight, before it's too late. And don't think for one moment the homosexuals aren't guilty, because these people are found in gay pride parades shouting out sex before eight, before it's too late. Also keep in mind that Barack Hussein Obama has appointed over 225 homosexuals, lesbians, and transgenders to governmental positions. This is what America has tolerated for the last 8 years. And by the way, don't think for one moment George W. Bush was not a guilty of the crimes of homosexuality, because, friends, he advocated it more than any president all the way up until Barack Hussein Obama. I can tell you that through firsthand experience. As a matter of fact, Barack Hussein Obama is also the one that's responsible for attacking the North Carolinians and their governor by commanding that they either accept his neutral gender bathroom bill, led by a convicted offender, sex offender, Chad Severance, or else he would withhold tax dollars and aid to that particular state. This is what you have tolerated, America. He is leading the way. And now you have the president-elect Donald Trump that wants to go ahead and protect these people from anybody that they attack. Isn't it interesting how it just keeps getting worse and worse? Man, scripture sounds familiar, man. Men will wax worse and worse and worse and worse until the righteous deal with them that are waxing worse and worse and worse. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We're just highlighting, friends, just because they say that it's the truth, it's not. Be right back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
Talking about, again, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1-866-582-9933. Whatever the people believe is the truth. I'm here to tell you that is not the truth. The record will always be set aright by heaven. It's the cycle of man to go ahead and try his luck, if you want to call it that, or to dare the justice of God to war against God's commandments. And to suggest that just because the president is guilty of the crime, for some reason or another, you who are responsible to hold his feet to the fire are exempt from the consequences of his crime. You are sadly mistaken, America. You're sadly mistaken. Let me ask you this. Over the last 50 and 60 years, have we been going forward by complaining and doing nothing, or have we been going backwards? You know, some people even say to me, Bradley, you keep exposing this guy for who he is. I know I'm exposing not just him, but who he represents. Because, America, you've allowed this criminal to tear down, to tear away at the laws of our Constitution and recreate it in his own devilish image. It reminds me of what George Whitefield, the great preacher, field preacher, said. He said, man left to himself is half beast and half devil. That's exactly what you're seeing in the People's White House. But as long as he's smiling, America, I guess you're okay. You can go to sleep at night. Boy, oh boy, we're to judge him by his fruit. And a tree is known by his fruit. Well, you know, here's the other thing. Well, Bradley, why are you talking about abortion? Well, because 57 million babies have been murdered. Well, I know that's an old topic. Well, let me ask you something. When you listen to conservative radio today, if you want to call it that, or Christian radio today, what are they talking about? They're magnifying the crimes of the wicked rather than laying the responsibility to the people that are responsible for to hold the feet to the fire concerning them that are committing crimes against we the people. They're magnifying the crimes, friends. I'm magnifying God's law against the crime and the criminal. And until the American people realize that you are the law, until you actually, if you want to stay continuously in the state that you are, a state of impotence, friends, and you have an impotent arm to respond to these crimes, you're setting the stage for a dictator next time around. You are encouraging and adding strength to tyranny every step of the way when you ignore the crimes of those that you tolerate. And furthermore, is abortion, has it been resolved? Has judgment commenced? Has it been brought forth in dealing with the wicked that have sanctioned the murder of the innocent? No, that's why I'm talking about it. I'm standing up for the innocent in the womb. Are you? Why are you talking about the gay agenda? It's a settled issue. No, it's not. It never will be a settled issue. Just because they say it's true, friends, doesn't make it true. Just because they said this is settled law, it's not settled law because it's not law. It counters itself against the lawgiver. And again, friends, keep in mind, he who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. America, you're setting yourself up for the fall. You're setting yourself up, your country, and your children, and their future up for the fall by tolerating the crimes of those that I'm exposing. That wants you to believe that what they say is fact, what they say is true, what they say is law. No, it is not. Unless you find it in the settled word of God, friends, I want to tell you something. You are being lied to. And you want to know who's lying to you? Just read the word of God, and it will expose the liar every step of the way. Well, Bradley, why are you talking about the gay agenda? Because they're laying for our kids. That's why. Are they laying for yours personally, Bradley? Oh, I'm sure they are. But the fact of the matter is, I am my brother's keeper, and I'm talking about the kids across this land. You know, I was just sitting with my attorney the other day. He's a friend of ours. And it's interesting to note we were talking about the things of the call of God. And I looked at him and I said, sir, I got to honestly tell you before God, I didn't apply for this job. I would have never thought in a million years that I'm doing what I'm doing today. I'm only responding to the call. And it sounds like Peter, when he was talking to Jesus after his resurrection. And after his resurrection, Jesus approaches his disciples. And what does he do? It tells us in the book of John. The end of the book of John. What does he say? He shows him the holes in his hands and the holes in his feet. And he looks at his disciple and he says to him, as the Father sent me, so I send you. And he blows upon them the Holy Spirit. And then the Lord said to Peter as they were sitting out, eating fish, as they were fishing, it was interesting to note that Jesus said to Peter and to his disciples, do you love me? And Peter said, yes. And Jesus said back to him, then feed my sheep. And Jesus goes on a second time and he says, do you love me? He said, yes. He said, then feed my lambs. A third time, Jesus says to him, hey, Peter, do you love me? And Peter getting agitated with the question again. Of course you know that I love you. And he said, feed my sheep. He said, when you were young, you did what you wanted to do. But now when you're old, another's going to gird you and take you whithersoever you don't want to go. Exactly. Exactly. Those that want to be in the pulpit, those that want to be in government, they're not called of God. Those that don't want to be there, those are the ones that are called of God. Because they're not the ones seeking power in any sense of the word. And I want to tell you something as well, men. Men follow courage, not titles. Don't ever forget that. They don't follow titles, they follow courage. And I want to tell you where the courage comes from in this ministry. The Bible tells us in Proverbs 28, it says that strong is the confidence of those that fear the Lord, a filial fear, departing from iniquity. And he also talks about how he makes his righteous bold as lions. Because when we go back and look at the example of Christ himself, we understand that he spoke as one having authority and not as the scribes and the Pharisees who wanted to be in the place of Christ. As a matter of fact, they were the ones responsible of killing the Christ because they wanted the inheritance. Hey, those that want to be in position, they're called of the devil, friends. Rest assured, what I'm telling you is smack on. Those that don't want to be, those are the ones that are called of God. And what is my point? There's too many people that want a position. And I want to tell you something. I'm not seeking a position, nor have I ever sought a position. And going back to the conversation that I was talking about with my attorney last night, or yesterday when I had lunch with him, sorry. I told him, the only reason I do what I do is because it needs to be done. And I'm tired of it. I don't like playing the stooge to fools. But America, for some reason or another, you have stood back for 8 years. No, folks, it's been this has preceded Barack Hussein Obama. The stage has been set every step of the way. I mean, you are playing the stooge to the dupes of ill-designing men. Barack Hussein Obama, George W. Bush is a stooge, friends. They're all stooges. They're minions. They're useful idiots, every single one of them, all the way back to the seat of hell. Because he's a defeated foe. You know, you do need to keep in mind, friends, that the enemy, his back was broken on the cross of Jesus Christ. And if anybody has ears to hear and eyes to see, listen carefully. That is the power of God unto salvation. That's why the enemy of your souls is busy trying to entertain you away from the cross. And yet Jesus told you to take up your cross and deny yourself and follow me, and then you'll begin to understand. I just thought I'd throw that one in there. That one was free. Going back, friends, to those that want to establish what they call truth. And just because you believe that it's the truth doesn't make it the truth. True glory takes root and even spreads. All false pretenses like flowers fall to the ground, nor can any counterfeit last long. Marcus Tullius Cicero. And like that of William Cullen Bryant, what did he say? Truth crushed to the earth will rise again. Yep, it always has and it always will. We're going through another phase of ignorance because history is repeating itself because America doesn't want to learn from history. So let's go on, folks. I'm talking about this criminal, and I'm talking about the things that he's advocated, how he's warred against God's law, which is humorous within itself, to his own demise. Hey, folks, the hottest places in hell are reserved for those in a time of moral crisis. Maintain their neutrality. And I'll tell you what, for you to maintain your neutrality in this time, friends, shame on you. Shame upon every one of you. Shame upon every single one of you. To maintain your neutrality in a time of moral crisis, when these things are taking place, when they advocate their agenda to destroy the nations, to destroy our children, to destroy our lives. I want to tell you something. When you should protest and you don't, it makes cowards of men. And how true and how right on is that statement? If we still have abortion, then we haven't done our job. If we still have the gay agenda, it means we haven't done our job. If we're still allowing corruption in our government and in the church, first starting in the church, it means we haven't done our job. And it really comes to this. We don't love God enough. We don't love our country enough. We don't love our brothers and sisters enough. That's really what it comes down to, because love is the fulfilling of that law. And what is that? To do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Let me get back to this, friends. As I said, if we still have abortion, we haven't done our job. I know the conservatives and the professed Christians want you to just forget about that. I know. Matter of fact, we just heard that last week. We haven't done our job, America. What do conservatives talk about? They talk about new crimes committed by those in the church and in government on a daily basis committed against we the people. They continuously magnify the crime. And I want to tell you what the Bible tells us. It tells us in Proverbs 28 that when the wicked, the Bible tells us that when those that forsake God's moral law praise the wicked. Listen to what I said. Those that forsake the law, they praise the wicked. And I want to tell you why they do it. Because evil men understand not judgment, the Bible tells us. And I want to go back to Isaiah 8:20 for a moment, if I might. If they speak not according to the law and to the testimony, the Bible tells us that there is no light in them. And that's what you've been listening to for the last 60 years in this country. I'm going to take a quick break. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. I'm going to keep rolling, friends. We're talking about the good, bad, and the righteous. And right now we're talking about what the people believe in is the truth. And I want to tell you something, friends, that's not true at all. Just because they say so doesn't make it so. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
At At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Rick Godley, host of Ground Rules from the Playbook on ESPN 97.7 Radio in Ruston, Louisiana, with words of encouragement for the Sons of Liberty Radio Network. As they stand not only firm in the faith once delivered to the saints, but they're taking Jesus at his word and storming the gates of hell to set other captives free. Remember, when the Messiah returns, he's looking for a certain kind of faith. Read Luke 18:8 yourself and believe what you read. Don't read what you believe.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Again, friends, whatever the people believe in, and what the people believe is the truth that's been stated. Folks, that's not true. True glory takes root and even spreads. All false pretenses like flowers fall to the ground, nor can any counterfeit last long. Marcus Tullius Cicero. I'm talking about discernment concerning the criminal in the White House. I'm talking about, friends, the abortion industry. I'm talking about the murderer and the dictator and the foreigner and the effeminate sodomite in the People's White House. That because he says it's so doesn't make it so. Because he says it's true when he walks counter to the truth doesn't make it the truth. And we're talking about the sodomy agenda, which is aimed in warring against heaven. Folks, it's just pathetic. I mean, just folks, just think about this. We left it up to the homosexuals. We wouldn't be here today, would we? No, because it's crimes against nature, Romans 1:24. But why are you talking about the abortion industry? Why are you talking about the gay agenda, friends? Because it's not established. It's not true. It's not so. They're trying to put their stakes in the ground to push forward their agenda through something called, friends, through something called the dialectic, the Hegelian dialectic. 2 steps forward, 1 step back. They got their foot in the door in America. You let them do it. Now you have a president-elect that wants to go ahead and advance their cause to defend them from anybody that would call them out for their crimes concerning them that they attack and assail and perpetuate crimes against. And that's exactly the history of the sodomite agenda. It's the history of the abortion agenda, even selling body parts. And why are we talking about it? Because the good people in America still haven't done the right thing. They haven't brought this to resolve. They haven't shut down the wicked yet, have they? Nope. And they would rather praise the wicked because evil men understand not judgment rather than to establish God's moral law. And I'm here to magnify his law against their crimes, which exposes their crimes. And I am a preacher, and I am telling those people out there, namely everyone listening to me even now, friends, to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That's the message, always has been and always will be. Though that's not what the American church has been promulgating or preaching. No, I know. They've been preaching the opposite. They've been telling you just the exact opposite by preaching a false grace that actually is used as occasion for the flesh. Galatians 5, also read Isaiah 30 when you get a moment. But let's get back to this so I can finish it before the hour's up. Did you know that in 1998, Chad Severson worked as a youth minister and in that capacity allegedly lured younger men into his apartment to spend the night where Severance showed them pornography and tried to talk them into sex? Matter of fact, one boy testified that he woke up to find Severance fondling him. Severance was convicted. He was convicted. Okay, what are you talking about, Bradley? Chad Severance was the guy that Barack Hussein Obama threatened North Carolina with and the governor of that state with by commanding that they either accept his neutral gender bathroom bill led by convicted sex offender Chad Severance, or else he would withhold tax dollars in aid to that particular state. Again, friends, let me ask you something. Who's paying those taxes? He's using it in extortive measures. That's what devils do, I guess. They tear at the law. I'll tell you one that was great at doing that, and he's got a long history of it, was J. Edgar Hoover. And furthermore, he was a sodomite. He used to extort those in Congress. He would extort presidents like John F. Kennedy because he had dirt on them. And if they didn't do what J. Edgar Hoover did, he would expose them. I mean, you got some sick folks, friends, sick-minded individuals that you've allowed to rule the roost when, in fact, they have no business ruling anybody's roost. And let's talk about the constitutionality of some of these bureaucracies, shall we? But let's go on here, friends. This is the abomination concerning the topics in which I've highlighted that the American people have accepted as a Christian man. Because, again, remember, Barack Hussein Obama tells everybody he's a Christian. Read 2 Corinthians 11:14 once. That'll blow you out of the water. See, he advocates that which God condemns, and the people in this country accept it as truth. And if you don't, and you're mad at me right now, and you're shouting back, then let me ask you something. What have you done to stand against his lie? Because if you haven't, then let me say it this way. Shut your pie hole. Because I don't like hypocrites, and neither does the younger generation that has been subjected to everything and protected from nothing because of people like you. You're the worst of men. Barack Hussein Obama, for those that did not know, again, keep in mind, this is the abomination of Barack Hussein Obama that the American people have accepted as a Christian man. He also appointed Alina Kagan. Again, I talked about her last week, who's never judged a case a day in her life. Yet Obama, unqualified from office himself, has seen fit to qualify her on the Supreme Court bench just in time for, guess what? For the court to review homosexual marriage, what stands at every step of the way contrary to our laws. And they are null and void. Nugatory is the word, friends. Nugatory. Alina Kagan is the former dean of students at Harvard. Contrary to Harvard's founding mottos, for Christ and the Church and for the glory of Christ, Kagan is known for queerifying Harvard. I can go on and on with her, but I'm not going to. This is the same man, Barack Hussein Obama, that Americans have been dummied down to believe that he knows better than God and of our Lord Jesus Christ from sin, our Savior from sin, Matthew 1:21, by warring against his written law. Read Hosea 4:6, Isaiah 14:3, Exodus 20. And on the heels of the sodomites, as I've been warning since 2005, the enemies from without, Islam. Remember, Barack Hussein Obama's aided the enemies of America both within and without, Leviticus 20:16, Deuteronomy 28:36. And read Article 3, Section 3 of the United States Constitution. It speaks of treason. Keep also in mind, friends, that he's the one that stacked governmental positions with Muslim Brotherhood operatives. He has armed as well as financed America's enemies, and this all done in the face of the American people who have stood down and let him do it. Oh, don't forget Barack Hussein Obama said the future must not belong to those who would slander the prophet of Islam. Wait a second, America, you've taken him for face value to believe that he was really a Christian who advocates false gods. Your sworn enemies. Ishmael. The child of the flesh, not the child of the promise, like that of Isaac. He has played the Judas with the American people by kissing them with a lie after lie, and all the while betraying you, America. Read Proverbs 26, verse 28. And yet the American people don't realize that this is the action of Satan himself as he moves to steal and kill and to destroy, John 10:10. Oh, and by the way, for those that think that's just a little too extreme, you can't be saying that about our president, Barack Hussein Obama. Where's the respect, Brad? I am respecting the office of the White House by calling him out for his crimes against we the people, because he has no business occupying that office committing crimes against us now, does he? Who's respecting him? I just wanted to clarify that. Hey, folks, this is the actions of the devil himself, the enemy of your soul every step of the way. Oh, and also, this comes to my aid right now. Keep in mind that they destroy through policy, and that's exactly how he's been operating. Policy runs counter to law. And keep in mind, friends, in this country, for all you attorneys out there, law does not follow policy. Policy follows law. Boy. A house divided against itself will fall, and that's exactly what you've tolerated in this country, friends, once again. You're setting yourself up for the fall. Now, again, just so you understand that these are the actions of Satan himself, Lucifer, no wonder Barack Hussein Obama, again, a disciple of Saul Alinsky, who accredited his rules for radical. He'll tell you this. You can go online and talk. He'll talk about his respect for Saul Alinsky. He was a Chicago organizer. In his book, Rules for Radicals, the handbook gave forth its dedication, and this is what it said. Lest we forget, and lest at an over-the-shoulder acknowledgement to the very first radical from all of our legends, mythology, and history, the first radical known to man who rebelled against the establishment and did it so effectively that he at least won his own kingdom. Dash, Lucifer. This is who's in the White House, friends. Do you have any discernment to know the difference between that which is right in your actions rather than just in your words? Yet again, Americans have taken this minion to be the disciple of Christ. Nothing could be further from the truth. And regardless, all when understood, do keep in mind that the Bible is no mere book. It's a power that conquers all that oppose it. In America, you're about to find this out again by what you tolerate. Napoleon Bonaparte said that. And Americans can attempt to decry the truth of what I'm saying and what's been written, friends, concerning my topics here. Yet the fact of the matter is that Americans have accepted his actions by playing the accomplice to his crimes because he said it was so. By accepting his lies better than most in this country know how to listen carefully, live out the truth. Read Jeremiah 2:19, America. And why is it? I don't know. Call me blind to the stupidities of the tolerances that are exhibited from the American people. I don't know. I mean, foreign people email me. They call friends. They're trying to figure out what in the heck are you people allowing? I want to reiterate the point that it's not time for you to go to sleep, America, because your man is in the office. No, it's time to wake up and begin to right the wrongs, because like Thomas Paine rightly said, we have every day the mercies of God, but I want to say this, we have an opportunity to make the world anew.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season. Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off.
or call 805-222-4584, 805-222-4584.